Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
So recently, China's been having the Winter Olympics, right?
对，中国呢最近在举办冬奥会，火了一个吉祥物，火了一个 mascot， 然后叫做冰墩墩。
Yeah, I've seen it on TV, I think, and the mascot is called 冰墩墩, right?
冰墩墩，现在在中国呢、可以说是一墩难求。
Okay, I see.
还有一个年轻姑娘也火了，叫谷爱凌，你知道吗？
Oh yeah, Eileen Gu, right?
Yeah, 就是好像谷爱凌的妈妈给她取名爱凌，就是为了纪念自己的妹妹，也就是谷爱凌的小姨。
Wow, that's so sweet. So her sister, whose name was Ling, she died from a car accident 10 months before Eileen was born, and so her mom decided to very sweetly call her Eileen to remember her sister. That's so sweet.
艾琳呢，其实是谷爱凌的妈妈取了这个名字之后 to remember her own sister.
Oh, wow. So Eileen can carry her aunt with her wherever she goes.
对， Eileen sounds exactly like 艾琳。
Yeah, so it works out. Her Chinese and English name are almost the same.
哎，你知道中国有一个非常有名的女作家叫张爱玲，她的这个英文名呢、和古爱玲呢是一模一样，也是这个 Eileen。
Wow.
就是张爱玲呢、就这个女作家张爱玲，她有一句话，就是说出名要趁早。特别符合这个古爱玲的一个情况哈，就是少年得志名扬海内，在中国呢可以说是一夜之间家喻户晓。
She became famous overnight.
Yeah, became famous overnight.
So she, I think, became very popular in China, right? Especially after she won her first medal.
Yeah.
And it seems like the topic of her winning and who she is dominated searches on Weibo. And 7 of the 10 top trending topics were all about her win.
在中国的这个微博的热搜上哈，差不多是7 of the 10 top trending topics， 7/10的这个 trending topic 热搜话题呢，都是关于她的。
That's amazing. It's a lot of people talking about her.
Yeah.
So she actually has 2.6 million followers on Weibo.
Wow, 好多真的。
Yeah, a lot. And they left her more than 90,000 comments in less than 30 minutes after she won.
她就是赢得金牌之后呢，差不多 30 minutes, 在30分钟之内就有、差不多9万多的这个 comments 评论在她的这个微博下面。
Yeah.Yeah, I bet her phone was just blowing up. So many messages.
对啊，在美国谷爱凌好像也挺火的，是不是？
Yeah, she's become more popular after the Winter Olympics started, but she was already popular on Instagram and TikTok, and mostly because of her fun personality and her ability to be a model, and also she has an impressive athletic ability.
谷爱凌以前在美国就比较火哈，主要是因为她是一个性格比较好的人，对吧？同时呢，还因为她是一个时尚模特，还有呢，就是她的这种 impressive athletic ability， 令人刮目相看的这种运动能力。这个冬奥夺冠之后，美国舆论这方面关于她的是怎么样的呢？
Yeah, so she has been topic of conversation in the U.S., mostly regarding whether she is an American or Chinese citizen.
对，美国人讨论的更多还是谷爱凌到底是为谁而战，是 American or Chinese citizen, 对吧？谷爱凌到底是美国公民还是中国公民呢？
It's such a mess. Many people in America, they have been upset, and many people have also been happy. So it just depends on who you ask. But...The people that are upset because the US and China are both big powers and sometimes they disagree with the government from the other country.
Yeah.
And so they said, you are American, you shouldn't be competing for the other government.
对，因为现在的确是中国和美国呢都是 two big powers, 两个大国、对不对？很多美国人呢会很介意啊，你是为中国而战，对吧？
Yeah.
有很多美国人给他在这个 ins 上面留言，那截图呢我们都在公众号本片推送里面、大家可以到一席文化公众号上面去翻开看一看，我们来看一下怎么给他留言的吧。
So many of them are supporting her skiing and are saying very nice and kind things, but every once in a while there will be maybe a not so nice comment. Yellow Dog said, I think it's sad you are representing a communist country that suppresses so many.
这个 Yellow Dog 他说我觉得真的好可悲啊 ,you are representing, 是吧你在代表一个 communist country, 代表一个共产主义国家上升到这个高度了哈。
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
对 ,doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I want to reply to him and say, do you realize this is just an Olympic sport? This is not the government.
对啊 it's not all about politics, right?
Yeah.
下一个截图里面有一个女生好像给他留言。
Yeah, there's one, I don't know what country she's from, but it said, hey, pretty girl, your excellent job really impressed me a lot. I'm so proud of you. But may I ask you a question? Why do you fight for China?
啊，美国人都在介意谷爱凌代表中国作战。
Mm-hmm.
还有一个留言呢，他回复了。我们先看一下这个留言他是怎么说的，这个 Jack、okay. 这个人怎么讲的。
Why China, though? You grew up in San Francisco.
嗯。Why China though? 这个 T-H-O 是 though 的一个缩写哈、啊
mm-hmm,
对、
yeah.
就是为什么但是为什么是中国呢对吧你是在 San Francisco 长大的、mm-hmm. 然后呢面对这些质问呢就是谷爱凌的回复非常刚对吧他说、
yeah.
cry about it 但是他里面有一个缩写就是写的是 AB、yeah. cry AB it 这个 AB 呢其实就是 about 他的一个缩写就是 cry、
yes.
about it就是说你哭去吧、yeah.
She really doesn't care about their opinion.
对就是这个回复很有意思哈很刚 cry yeah. about it.
Yeah. And when I was looking on her social medias, a lot of the more hateful comments she really didn't reply to. This was one of the only ones that she replied. And her reply really just said,、oh, I don't care about what you think.
对所有的这种 hateful 这种 comments, 她都没有回复这是好像唯一一个回复了的、mm-hmm. 就是说 cry about it.对吧那谷爱凌在美国能引发这样的指责呢、嗯、是因为谷爱凌的成长背景她的确跟美国有千丝万缕的联系哈
Yeah, for sure. So she was born in San Francisco, California, and her father is American and her mother is Chinese.
对虽然是美国爸爸但是更多呢还是由中国姥姥和妈妈带大的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she was raised and lived when she was a child with her Chinese mother and Chinese grandmother, so she can speak fluent Mandarin Chinese as well as English.
就是能够 speak fluent Mandarin Chinese, 就中国普通话说得非常好中英双语切换自如。
Mm-hmm. So in 2019, she requested a change of nation.
Requested a change of nation.他当时呢、mm-hmm. 就是因为换国籍这件事情因为这个 requesting a change of nation, 谷爱凌在美国好像受到了很多的这个指责呀谩骂呀甚至是死亡威胁。Mm-hmm. 其实呢还是应该回到这种奥运精神上来、yeah. 对不对
Exactly. This is ridiculous. I think others in the US said, and I agree with them, that it should not be a big deal and that the Olympics shouldn't all be about politics and they should just have fun and enjoy the sport.
Exactly. 谷爱凌呢在中国是有 2 million followers, 对吧她在美国的这个社交媒体上她火不火呀
Yeah, she is. So she's been very popular on social media and has the most followers on Instagram where she has 854,000. So almost 1 million.
最新的这个 Ins 截图还已经认证了上面写着是
On the top it says 2022 Olympic gold medalist and then it has a little gold medal on the side. So I think she's excited about it.
对就是她被认证的是2022年奥运会金牌得主 gold medalist.、
Mm-hmm. Yes, 2022 Olympic gold medalist.、And I think after the Olympics are over, she'll probably have a lot more followers on Instagram because、mm-hmm. often people watch her on TV and then go follow her. So I think this week she'll probably gain a lot more followers.
对很快就会破亿吧应该会。
Mm-hmm, yeah.
哎，谷爱凌说自己在2021年隔离的时候啊，她把这个屏保呢换成了一行字，叫
Yeah, how bad do you want it? Was her screensaver or wallpaper on her phone, and it means basically you need to decide how much you want something and how much work and effort you're willing to put into what you want.
也就是他这个手机屏保的这一行字呢就是 how bad do you want it 就指的是你究竟有多想要它、mm-hmm. 这个 it 可以指你的目标你的激情所在、mm-hmm. 或者说你为之生为之死的这种梦想、
yeah.
对吧哎，刚才你说这个手机屏保是怎么说
people will say screensaver or wallpaper or just phone background、people will say lots of different things、
都可以就是这个 wallpaper、mm-hmm. 更像墙纸对吧screensaver 就屏保还有 phone yeah. background
yeah phone background is more casual
phone background 就更口语化一点、
mm-hmm.
手机屏。
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, so her wallpaper, she changed it to how bad do you want it, just as kind of a reminder to her that she needs to work hard about the things that she cares about and that she's passionate about, which in her case was Olympics.
Yeah. 问一个语法问题哈，就是这个地方 how bad do you want it? 这个 bad 不应该是 badly 吗？就不应该是 how badly do you want it?
So technically, I think...If you're looking at grammar, it should be badly,、mm-hmm. but how bad do you want it make is a little bit more casual. It's not bad grammar, it's just a different, you can say both,、mm. but it sounds a little bit more、like urgent and a little bit more maybe intense and less formal.
嗯，严格来说的话，语法上来讲的话，应该是 how badly do you want it? 但是呢，如果用 how bad,、mm-hmm.就是它更口语化，首先这是对吧？然后同时呢，就是 How bad do you want it？ 它听起来更加的语气强烈，对不对
？Yes，
更加的 more
yes,
intense、
exactly.。
嗯
，Yeah， yeah， it gets the point across a little bit better。
对，所以呢，我们可以新年嘛，我们也可以问一下自己，我们的目标 How bad do you want it？ 对不对
？Exactly
想。想睡懒觉的时候，问一下自己 How bad do you want it？
Yes， how do I want to get out of bed for this？
对，我看他 ins 上晒的内容啊，那些 posts 就是指发布的那些朋友圈啊、mm-hmm. 发布的那些东西哈，好像不仅仅是运动相关的，他还做时尚模特。
Yeah, she's very beautiful model. I can see why she is a model. She has many posts about skiing and modeling. Like we have attached one where she was on the cover of a magazine and she was wearing Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton、mm-hmm. 就是这个 LV 它的这个正确的发音。
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if someone can speak French, they can say it more beautifully. But in America, they will just say Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. 他还上过这个 Vogue 杂志是吧？
Yeah, yeah, which is very impressive. Not many people get to do that. But on Vogue, it was talking about how she has been a strong advocate for women in sports and their rights.、Mm-hmm. And she talks about that often on her social media, but also in her Vogue article.
嗯，总之呢，这位十八岁为国争光的小姑娘有着惊人的才华和进取精神哈。那么我们最后用几句英文来总结一下她是谁吧。
Yeah, so Eileen Gu is a freestyle skier in half pipe, slope style, and big air events.
嗯 ，big air events.
Yeah.So at the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, she became the youngest Olympic champion in freestyle skiing at only 18 years old. And she got the gold medal in big air.
Yeah.
And she also has a career as a fashion model. So after her Olympic days are done, she still has a good job waiting for her.
嗯，好，那我们今天的节目呢就聊到这里，大家可以关注咱们的公众号一席文化，查看本期节目的所有图文。
Thank you everyone for listening, and we hope you enjoy learning about this Olympic champion Eileen Gu.
嗯，如果大家有什么其他想听的可以留言告诉我们。 So this is Pian Pian signing out.
And this is Sayla signing out.
Bye.
Bye.
Second, third, and hundred chancesBalancing on breaking bridges, those eyes add insult to injury. I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. I'm not your problem anymore. So who am I offending now? You're my crown, now I'm in exile, seeing you up. I think I've seen this film before.